and welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hello, everyone. This is Chris Carroll. Thanks for joining us for another installment of ERP Strategies and Solutions, the podcast series. Today's podcast is a Q&A session, a follow-up to a recent webinar hosted by Panorama Consulting Group. I'm going to be speaking with Eric Kimberling, president of Panorama Consulting, and Nick Massera, director of implementation with Panorama, asking them a few questions about lessons learned with best-in-class ERP implementations. Eric and Nick are ready to answer a few questions, so here we go. Guys, in your opinion, when a client does not care about or invest in change management with the implementation of a new ERP system, what are the impacts that you have seen? What is the impact of basically not spending the time or money on organizational change management?
What I would say is that if you don't care about or invest in change management and an ERP system, what ends up happening is it turns into a very technical project. So it becomes very technically focused. You focus most of your time and energy on how is the software going to work? What can we, how do we want to configure the software? But what ends up happening then is that people that actually need to make the project successful, which are the end users, aren't informed on how the software really works or how the business processes work, and they aren't kind of brought along for the ride, if you will. So that by the time you go live, you have a big disconnect there between what you've designed and what you've implemented versus what the end users are actually able to accomplish. I don't know, Nick, what are your thoughts there?
Well, Eric, on change management, I've been involved in three areas or three implementations. Two of them had problems where change management was not put into place. Put into place in one of the circumstances, but not done effectively. Change management in the third instance, and there's many instances, but these three in particular, in the third instances went quite well. A lot of people think that change management, is not required. Yet, people within the organization, especially people at the worker level, are very afraid of very large implementations. They're afraid about their job. They're afraid about, what's going to happen if they don't understand the software and so forth. Change management really is a process for teaching people how to change from what they're doing, and where they're going in the new system. So a very critical part, especially in ERPs or large software projects.
Yeah, I agree with you, Nick. And you made a good point that people are afraid, and that's something that I didn't mention or didn't think of in the response, is that, you don't want people to be afraid of, what's going to happen to their job, or you don't want them thinking about that kind of stuff. You want them to be thinking about, how am I going to use this new system? How am I, what do my new processes look like? And if you make that stuff clear for people throughout the project, even prior to go live, then they're just going to be a lot more comfortable and they're going to be a lot more efficient in their jobs once the system is up and running.
Right. It helps them go through the process of change over to the new systems, which are, again, they are frightening to the average person.
Now, in your experience, where exactly do you see the hard dollar benefits of a new ERP system?
I can rattle off a few that we look at, and Nick, be curious to see what you think. But when we're helping a client evaluate software and develop a business case and ROI justification for a project or for an investment in ERP, some of the major areas we look at are, we look at two major categories, labor benefits and non-labor benefits. On the non-labor benefit side, those are things like your inventory levels, your accounts receivable or days receivable outstanding, your fixed assets, that's another one.